In 1974, the singers Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham were together, but they were not as yet part of the band Fleetwood Mac. In 74, Stevie Nicks came to the conclusion that she was at the end of her rope, that, you know, she wasn't sure where anything was going. She was really tired of being a waitress all day and working her tail off, making ends meet, and then in, you know, the evening working on music all night long. And because of the stress that was going on, the stress to their relationship was really getting out of hand. They weren't sure whether the album they were working on would ever come together. They weren't sure if they'd make it anywhere. And she even considered, you know, throwing the towel in and saying, ah, the heck with this whole thing. Let me go back to school and let me start all over again. Because somehow, you know, I don't know whether this is all coming about. She made the statement. She said, you know, when you get in a place in a relationship, whether you're afraid, whether there's fear, fear is never good for a relationship. And she asked herself the question, is the music that she makes worth staying together? You know, I wonder how many of us have ever been in that place where we're at the end of our rope. Where we're at a place where, you know, things just seem like, I don't know whether it's ever going to come together. It's with that thought that I'm going to do something different that I haven't done before here. And that is, you're going to listen to a song that she wrote. It's called Landslide. So if my technological expertise, which I don't really have, works, we'll be in good shape. The words are in your bulletin. It's on the green sheet.
To my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child in my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? In the snow-covered hills, Well, a landslide will bring you down. Oh, a landslide will bring you down.
I took my love, I took it down, climbed a mountain, and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down. O mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Well, I've been afraid of change because I've built my life around you. But time makes you bolder. Even children grow older, and I'm getting older too. Even children get older, and I'm getting older too. I wonder how many of us get older but don't grow up. Because the truth of the matter is God calls us into a relationship with him, not to be infant children, but to actually be mature children or adult children, as I would say. And yet so many of us in our old age sort of act so much less mature than we did sometimes when we were at our younger age. And the older I get, the more I see that in my own self, and I don't like it. And yet, somehow in the midst of things, we're supposed to grow old with wisdom, and yet somehow we miss that point at times. You know, as I look at this song and I look at the scriptures for today, it's interesting because, you know, so many times in our lives, I think we've built our life in a certain way to go a certain way. And why is it that so many people don't cooperate with us? Why is it that somehow it doesn't fall into place exactly like we'd planned? Has God deserted us? Or is it maybe God's redirecting us to lead us into a new place? To bring us to the place where finally we look at the questions of our heart and we don't become complacent where we are, but we move into the changing that we have to do as adult children of the living God. You know, today is the Sunday after Ascension Day. This past Thursday was Ascension Day. And I've always wondered what it would have been like as a disciple on this day. In this place. I mean, you think about it. You know, the disciples, you know the story. They followed Jesus for 3 years. They thought that they would be, in a sense, sitting at his right hand and on his left hand because Jesus was the Messiah and he was going to bring the kingdom in and restore Israel to its prominent place in the world. They were deceived in certain ways by their own self, not by Jesus, but by their own sort of agenda. Because they thought Messiah meant that it would be sort of a physical kingdom. And yet it wasn't a physical kingdom, it was a spiritual kingdom. The gospel that we have today is part of the pastoral prayer that Jesus prays for the disciples, and by the way, for you and me, because he says, for those who believe because of these people, which are you and me. And Jesus prays in that pastoral prayer to make us all one so that we can know that the Father has sent him. That somehow we come together, us and them and them and us, that we all come to be one. He prays that prayer the night before, less than 24 hours before Jesus is arrested and crucified. Can you imagine what it was like for those disciples at that point? I mean, it wasn't just that their friend had died. It was all their dreams were dashed. You want to talk about a landslide? That's a landslide. And yet I wonder really how much they actually got into even processing that. I don't know about you, but if I was one of them at that place, I would have been in shock. And then all of a sudden, 3 days later, Jesus rises from the dead. The first shock I had was worse than the second shock, but nonetheless, in the resurrection, they had to be shocked. My God, he died, now he's back to life again. And then all of a sudden, they're back to the same place where they were before, saying to themselves, maybe this is a different way he's doing it, but we're still on the same track. For 40 days, Jesus is with the disciples. For 40 days, he eats with them, he talks to them, they see him, they touch him. And then on the 40th day, which was this past Thursday, as we celebrated in the church, he leads them out to a mount and he sends them into heaven. He goes into heaven. He ascends into heaven. You know, it's funny because one of the questions that they ask Jesus right before he ascends into heaven is this the time you're going to restore Israel to where we're top dog again? You know, let's get back onto our agenda. Is this the time? Is this the way you're going to do it? Is this the time? And Jesus says really clearly, he says, it's not for you to know or even me to know. Only the Father knows that. But this is what I want you to do. I want you to be my witnesses. And I want you to stay in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit comes upon you. He never really says how long that's going to be. I want you to go back and I want you to be by yourself because I've ascended into heaven. You don't have the Holy Spirit yet, but I want you to stay together. I really wonder if they did. You know, I don't know about you, but my personality is a lot like Peter because I'm impetuous as all get out. I would have said, stay in the city, I'm going fishing. And yet somehow over that 10 days, they stay together. They're perhaps patient or learning patience. I would think that that period of time, to me, was the time when their cages were rattled more than anything else. You ever been in that situation where you don't know what to do? You're in a situation where, well, things might be okay, but they aren't what you want them to be. It might be a relationship with a child. It may be a relationship with your spouse. It may be a relationship with a parent. It may be just another relationship. It may be a relationship with yourself or even with God. And you're called to wait. You're called to be patient. Feels like a landslide's coming down, doesn't it? Oh, God, that's the hardest thing in the world. And yet it's there that God comes to you and to me. It's there when we get quiet that God reveals himself to us. It's there when we, in a sense, see our own image covered up by the landslide and realize that the seasons are going to change, the tides are going to change, that there's going to be changes all over, but the one thing that doesn't change is his presence in our life if we allow it to happen. We're all getting older. Are we growing up? Or are we staying the same? Do we want what we want? And when we want, does it really matter what anybody else wants? Or do we want what's going to make us mature and grow up? Where we can live in peace and joy with the people that live around us. If you only want your way, there's not going to be a whole lot of peace. There's not going to be a whole lot of joy. Anybody that's been together with somebody for a while knows you don't always get it your way. But if you keep fighting it, you'll keep losing it. And yet if you surrender to the living God, then all of a sudden something wonderful can happen because you transform. You become more of what you're supposed to be. And you let go of the image that you thought would make you what you're supposed to be and let God make you who you're supposed to be as he unravels you, as he transforms you, as change takes place and you're no longer afraid of the seasons or the tides. They're all just part of it. Fear is never good for a relationship. And if you want the music to keep going, the music of life, then you got to make sure that you know it's worth it by trusting. You know, the good news is that I've never done this before, and that means I'm going to be quicker than usual. But I want you to hear one other thing and take it home with you. Because in the darkest times of your life, I hope you realize that when you're lost, God doesn't just want to come to you, but God also prays for you. And this scripture teaches us more than anything else that Jesus prayed for his disciples, and he prayed for those who would believe through those disciples, which are you and me. And at this moment, the God, the creator of it all, is praying for you. Praying that you trust, praying that you have faith, praying that you grow up and not just get older. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen. Amen. Please stand with me.